how to see, identify, and overcome the death psyop that's closer to home, right in your child's education, and maybe even in your own. Not learning disabilities, that language is a curse, but learning problems, because problems have solutions. And I will tell you how to find those solutions and where to start. Please do stay to the end after the outro for today's special offer. One smashing offer for parents and another for all who teach. Thanks. Okay, welcome back, everybody. So this is Overcoming Learning Problems. My name is Sharon Sarles. And we're going to talk about PSYOP, death, and faith to overcome. So we focus on what I don't want to call learning disabilities here. They're not disabilities. Because disabilities, by the very language, says that it's a death knell and not overcomable. And that's simply not true. To say disability says, let's don't look at what caused it, and let's don't work for a solution. And so I don't want to say that, but if I don't say that, then you don't know what I'm talking about. We have had a death psyop in every sector of society, I think. And now, after such amazing news that we have had for now 3 years, I think you understand when I say that, right? So the people that you trusted for your, quote, healthcare, unquote, you understand that many of them are in a thanatos religion, death. Hey, not all of them. Many of them went in with good intentions, but they were socialized, blackmailed into a system. And we saw that when the chips were down, very few would follow the Hippocratic Oath. Very few would try to help their patients at the cost of possibly losing their license. And who started those licenses, and for what reason, and who is kept out of practice at all? You know all of this. And then you look at the military, or the government, or whatever sector, and you see that other interests have taken over from the obvious interest. And nowhere is that more clear, I think, than in education. And I've tried to be very nice, but I've seen that. It appeared to me when my daughter was in school that the instructors and the staff and the administration wanted to hurt their children. That's what it looked like to me. And there was no question about what superintendents and principals threatened me. They threatened me and my husband out and out. So eventually I believed what I saw, or maybe I never did. It's hard to wrap your mind around. You know, you think that these are, and yes, nearly everyone who goes into many people who go into education want to help children. Some have told me they went in because they wanted short hours. Bless their hearts, they didn't necessarily get that, but, or an easy job. Well, no. So, finally I realized what I was up against, and I withdrew my daughter. And then I was amazed at how few hours it took and how she shot ahead academically and in so many ways. And what I regret is that I didn't homeschool her much, much sooner. But, you know, God uses a mess for a message. And if I had such problems in such a favored family who was so educationally oriented, you know, my mother was a teacher with a master's degree. My father was an attorney. We were all about education. You know, godliness was next to education in my family. And I did well, even though I overcame quote-unquote learning disabilities. And maybe I should make an episode about that, because normally I don't talk about that, but except in this context where it's an encouragement. Anyway, if I had this kind of problem, how much more other people do? I think I told you about me sitting in a meeting of community leaders and educators right after coming from an ARD and going, oh, they treated me like an ignorant campesino, and there I was with my Phi Beta Kappa key on, and I said this to a well-placed woman in the educational system. She said, mm-hmm, and just imagine if you were of color. Well, yes, that's true. And this was early 90s. Okay, so what I am trying to say is we have a death psyop in education, and nowhere has that been more effective over the decades than in the special education department. So there was a time, probably before my lifetime, where special needs were excluded. But eventually, because of some lawsuits, special needs children were admitted to school and then in separate classrooms. Now, in this case, they were what we called mentally retarded back in the 60s. Okay, and then as time went on, so for a long time there was denial of dyslexia. We've known about dyslexia since Socrates, but there was a denial of this, or there was pull-out programs and stigma. So I remember in the sixth grade, right, I was called brain damaged, and they took me out and let me walk on a balance beam. And I still kept my A's, you know, but I don't know how. So anyway, but, you know, the scuttlebutt was that I was brain damaged. Well, how did the children know that unless adults told them that? Well, it's true that I'm dyslexic. Anyway, but academic honors. And I've told you the story about how I, in those years, fantasized about going back to the special ed teacher who had so attacked my self-esteem and telling her that I graduated with honors from high school, which, of course, I did handily. And anyway, so those who have been entrusted with helping us have done the opposite because that was in their pecuniary interest, or because they were socialized by the social system. You put an individual and a social system together, and usually the social system is stronger. It's very rare that you have somebody who will stick to their conscience at the cost of their reputation, job, or even possibly life. But our culture, what is good in our culture, actually cultures now, but I'm thinking about European culture, was the right of conscience. Martin Luther saying, here I stand, I can do no other. You know, Wycliffe, Tyndale, Huss, and so many others who were martyred for their faith. And this was the fulcrum that changed our culture and our government from a tyranny, a culture of tyranny and bondage, to one of liberty and truth and justice, based on the Judeo-Christian tradition, because it had a hope beyond the immediate. So, yes, we have a death psyop But hallelujah, we have a faith to overcome. And I would like to bring that faith to the problem of learning disabilities. I know how difficult it is. It was difficult for me as a student, but as a mother, it was more difficult. We were engrossed, you know, crying 2 hours in the morning, and crying 2 hours in the afternoon, and then 8 hours of homework because of what was and was not going on in the schools. And then I would go up and try to get, you know, a lawful response from the government schools, and that was not forthcoming. Year after year after year, and school district after school district after school district. So then I homeschool my daughter. Well, you know, I did try private education, and that did wonderfully as well. When I withdrew my daughter from one of the best public schools in Austin, Texas, and put her in a new little private school, and the class size was 6, and I don't think they did anything unusual except the teacher cared, and she had 6, and my daughter was happy and was going ahead, progressing normally. But then we moved. We were into a less good school system, and you know, every legal lever I could pull just wasn't going to work. So by that time, she was in high school, and I pulled her out, and voila, she shot ahead. 2 years in academic standing based on standardized tests. Every 6 months, I taught her for 4 6-months in a row. Think about that. And she had a happier life. There was no more tears. There was time to play and do other things. You know, far fewer hours devoted to schoolwork for her and for me. And so now we could have a happy life. And I just regret that we didn't do this sooner. And I look back, and we spent so much time in schooling. Well, that was baked in the cake because of my family history and my worldview. Some other family would have just forgot about schooling and had a life to begin with. But then without schooling in that year, you didn't have much hope of a good job. So this was, anyway, we need to have a fulsome socialization, meaning training for all of life, and not only in reading and writing and curriculum. You know, a girl needs to grow into a woman who can be a good mother and housekeeper, as well as whatever career she might hold. A boy needs to grow up in order, self-disciplined, in order not to be a criminal, but to be a good father and worker and warrior and protector for those around him, and not merely a cipher who can comply in a school or other structured situation. You know, we need people who can think and relate and be competent at whatever their calling is in life. And I can just hear some people being all upset what I just said, because the focus is so strongly on tearing down what has been normalcy and tradition. But wait, if you have been completely incompetent at continuing what has been the normal mediocrity, then you are in no moral position to critique it, let alone to tear it down. All right. So I think if you're with me, you understand we have had a psyop of death. You know, we cover up and give disinformation about health and then sell very expensive drugs that have side effects, and so you have to have more drugs and more drugs, and soon you have transferred your estate to the medical providers and you're dead. When you could have simply eaten better, had taken some supplements, and lived a happy and full life for more decades. And if you don't know this, then let me know, and I will do some more episodes. But I think everybody knows this, let alone that they told you to take something they knew would kill you. Okay? And enforce that the truth wouldn't get out. And if you don't know that, you need to look at my website where I have, to my own harm, for your benefit, curated news and scientific articles. Now, if you need scientific data, go to PubMed, right? The CDC is again squelching and reducing that information on their site. So, but PubMed, you can access online. Okay, so we have a psyop of death, but good news is that we have faith to overcome. And that's why I always say that God wants total well-being for all children. I think that's such huge good news, that the God who is creator of all, the God who is the final judge of all, the God who has a hand out as redeemer, wants total well-being for all children. And it is for this reason that it's baked in the cake that our hearts are most upset when we see the children so violently harmed, as we're seeing in our culture now. It's so horrifying and horrendous. It's hard to believe that it's true, that our authorities would intentionally and on a massive scale so dramatically harm children. But the very fact that we are horrified is a good news. I just saw last night a news clip. It was on Go Victory, but anyway, the reporter was down in the valley and found some children who were rescued, and she just abandoned reporting and started praying with tears over their children. And she was saying to the child, "You're gods. You are gods. God loves you. You are gods. You do not belong to the bad guys." So, and it touched everybody's heart, you know, because her heart was touched and our hearts were touched. And that's the way it is. And thank God that that's the way we're made. And I know that your heart is touched by your child's difficulties. Now, unfortunately, academic difficulties are largely covered over, and so there's not the kind of felt need now that there was 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Because 30 years ago, the child who had such difficulties was rare. Back in the 70s and 80s, rare enough that we didn't know. By the 90s, not rare. But now, the academic expectations are so low, and the physiological problems are so common, and the other problems are so in your face that there is very much less felt need. But moms, no. Moms, no. So I, because I had so much success, not only in my own academic life, but helping my grandchildren, I was tasked with this. I was told, you write the book. So I wrote the book. But I'm finding, I'm just really, really shocked at how few sales there are. So if you can do a better book cover for me, contact me. But I really think that it just seems like a daunting task for mothers and fathers to think through all of the possibilities. You know, if they could just buy a curriculum and let's go, that's not going to have the best outcome, because a curriculum was written at best for the reading, writing, arithmetic. Very unlikely was it written with good morals and good pedagogy. And there is absolutely no claim that it was written for your child specifically. So you are responsible for considering all the things that your child needs to learn, how your child learns best, and then buying then the curriculum and the other resources and services that you need. And so this book is unique. The Learn at Home for Great Shalom is unique in offering that to you. Well, it's very much clear that parents want to do it for you. And I interviewed, actually twice, I interviewed some folks who will do it for you for $86,000. Well, 10 years ago it was $86,000. And I said, well, you know, what is your advice for somebody who doesn't have that kind of money? And they said, well, save your pennies. Like, no, while your child is missing all their milestones, you save your pennies and you're going to hope that 20 years from now you're going to have $86,000. That's just nonsense for the average worker. That's just nonsense. So maybe that's what you want, is specific exercises. Well, I guess I could write that book. I just can't believe that other people haven't written it. But the thing is, there are many different kinds of children, right? So that would be a library, and then you would have to pick which book. And that's really the problem with providers as well. You have to know ahead of time, because every provider is going to sell you what they sell. If you go to OT, they're going to sell you occupational therapist. If you go to speech therapy, they're going to sell you speech therapy. And you would hope that people would be honest enough to say, no, that's not what your child needs. Let me give you a story just to illustrate and rub this point in. I overdid it. I walked too much. I made my legs sore. My lower calves are sore. So I found an advertisement. I think he was a chiropractor, and he advertised that he had a variety of modalities in his office, including massage therapists. And so I called to see if they had something for me. And so the gal who got on the phone was saying, well, she would help me learn to walk and would help me get past the walker. I said, excuse me, honey, I can walk. I can go to the gym. Well, what's the problem? So then put him on the line. And I told him, you know, I have this problem. I overdid it. My lower calves are sore, and I'm wondering what can be done. And so he starts talking about pain in your joints. On and on and on and on. I understand that many Americans who are the grandparent generation have pain in their joints. Did I say anything about pain in joints? But he was selling me pain in the joints stuff. So I explained. He said, you know, well, well, come in. And I said, well, I see that you have advertised massage therapy. You think that would help? Oh, no, we don't have that. And then he proceeded to try to sell me something else that he does. Oh, really? This is a good illustration of what I have said in the learning disability field, right? So back in the day when I was a director, and happened to be in a church-affiliated preschool in a affluent suburb, my gosh, we had, you know, as you would expect, at least a third of the children could have used some sort of specialized help. And so I just started amassing a list of providers who would do this, that, and the other. And I had to be very careful, because we wanted to be sure we weren't diagnosing children, although so often a professional has some clue. But anyway, if this was a topic of discussion with parents, I could bring out my list, and I said, okay, well, here are the three OTs that I know about that have had good reputation, and here are the three, and, you know, or you might try a developmental pediatrician or whatever. And because I knew for sure if they went to any one person, they were going to end up spending their money with that person, regardless of whether that is what their child needed. So I thought it was benefit to point out the sublist, you know. Well, sometimes I had mothers calling in and demanding. I had one mother call in and demand information from me. And after a great deal of demanding, I gave it to her, and then I got in trouble with my board. Really, I think, yeah, big trouble with my board. Like, so, I'm damned if I do and a damned if I don't. But I could go on with that story. You know, I was the professional, and a mom should have been learning from me had I was hired there because of a really serious situation. But anyway, there you go. So I have offered you the book, I offer you these free teachings. Are you making use of them? If they're helpful to you, are you applying them? Are you liking, sharing? Are you investing? If you want to do it for you, well, if you've got $86,000, then you probably have already bought it. But is it really helping? This is part of the PSYOP. Because you're taking your child and spending your money, you think, oh, well. And if you're not getting results, oh, well. And so you're back to the resigning. That's not faith. God wants total well-being for all children. Optimal well-being, competence, and happiness. And you should not rest until you get it. Mothers should be lionesses. Absolutely. And tigers and bears. Oh my. Yes. And don't let somebody shame you because you're going after the best for your child. Don't resign yourself because the professionals are taking your money and not getting results. So I did make a protocol for you. So if you want a very, very inexpensive how to do this, then purchase it on the website. Come to the website, Overcoming Learning Problems. You see, problems have solution. Overcoming Learning Problems. Or greatshalom.org, right? Great Shalom means total well-being. Shalom, great shalom. Because our founding scripture is Isaiah 54:13. All your offspring shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their shalom. And you may not yet be signed on to the fact that the Bible has the answers and Holy Spirit can guide you to the appropriate. That's fine. We're open. We're here to serve you. You will find great strength in that. You will find that Archimedean point that will change your life, just as the reformers found the Archimedean point that changed all of society. And may we as a culture once again find that Archimedean point of truth and grace, mercy, and justice. Okay? So please like, share, discuss this, form study groups, but invest in your child. Invest in your faith, your faith resources. Invest in the educational resources. I cannot do more for you. Unless I threw this away and decided to be like one of them. But then I would be hamstrung. I couldn't say this, I couldn't say that, but I could take your money. So I would prefer to be a preacher and a proprietor and a fellow mom and a fellow grandmother and tell you the truth. Have faith. Have hope. Have faith. Find the answer. And I've given you the ground in which to do that. Okay? So may you be blessed. May you and your children increase. Be healed. Increased. Find your calling. And that happy and blessed life. And I expect you will if you reach out your hand that's reaching out to you, the hand of Jesus, because God wants total well-being for all children.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come.
Okay, I talked about how I couldn't do a do-it-for-you plan. Somebody else can for $86,000 if you happen to be in the right metro area. But I did write and record a whole process that will take you through a year and will be in the right order and so forth to help your child. And it's called the Celebrate the Victory Process. 12 episodes with bonuses from our guest speakers. I've just thrown those in, so you didn't have to search through all the old episodes. A whole process that will help you get to the victory. And I'm going to run that for a half price sale for this month, meaning September 2023. You need to get this. So for a little more than $100 and some application on your part, you're going to be saved a couple of lifetimes of trouble and possibly $86,000. Also, I do recommend getting my book, Learn at Home for Great Shalom. And you can go to the website and click through. Lulu.com will print it and send it to you. Or if you want it online, fine. I don't recommend that because reading comprehension is better off of paper. Okay, so that's the great offer for today. And it really is a great offer. I cannot do better than this. You need to take advantage of it. You can afford not to. Okay, and now the other offer is for both parents and educators, particularly if you teach somebody else. You know that we're in difficult times, and I have the answer for you. It's a time-tested answer. I'm running a sale on that too, on the Dangerous Times product. Okay, you need to get it. And you need to tell your friends. Okay, thanks a lot. I know you want to get my Dangerous Times Secrets to Victory for Parents and Educators. You need it. It will revolutionize the way you deal with your children or teach your class. I guarantee it. Vital Teaching. 4 CDs in a set, $50. Write me at P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas 78630. And there's lots more at the website, www.greatshalom.org. To shop, just select the tab that says Shop and check out all our other free resources. And if you would like to write me, if you would like to not use online transactions, that's fine. You can send me a check. Okay, and the address is P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas 78630. P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas 78630. And sorry, folks, for the clipping. I do my own sound engineering. I don't know what's gotten into my software. Pray for me. Okay, I pray for you. Blessings to you.